Unit 9. The First Aid. Part A. Know-how for tour guides. 1. The heart attack. The Browns arrive at Shenyang International Airport. On the way to the hotel in Xi'an, one of the tour members suffers a heart attack. Mr. Huang Yun, the guide from Xi'an Youth Travel Service, immediately feeds the patient with the medicine from her pocket for the first aid. 1. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
1. Mr. Huang Yun should not give the patient his own medicine, for he has no authority to prescribe for a patient. He should not take any medicine from other tourists to offer the patient, 2. If they are not doctors.
2. He should have the patient lie down and raise his head slightly up. If the patient has medicine with him for receiving the heart attack symptoms, he can help him take it.
3. He should call for an ambulance to take the patient to a nearby hospital as soon as possible.
2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. How does the guide help the tourist if he suffers a heart attack?
2. How do you call for an ambulance for the first aid? 2. Tourists injured. After supper, Mr. Huang Yun takes tourists to take a walk on the top of the city wall. One of the tourists suddenly falls down and has his leg fractured. What do you think Mr. Huang Yun should do as a local guide? 1. Listen carefully and match the information in column A with that in column B. There are two extra items in column B.
1. A guide should first attempt to stop the bleeding using the following methods. 1. Pressure. Use fingers, palm or fist to press the blood vessel above the wound. 2. Bandage. Rinse the wound, place thick dressing on the wound and bind it tightly with a bandage. 3. Tourniquet. Wrap a tourniquet tightly above the wound, tying the knot away from the wound.
2. After stopping the bleeding, put the fractured limb in a splint made of any available material to immobilize the joint and avoid moving the limb. 2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. What do you think the guide should do first when the tourist has his leg fractured?
2. Before wrapping the fractured limb, how could the guide treat the wound? Part B. Listening comprehension. Tourists arrive at the Big Wild Goose Pagoda. Mr. Huang Yun begins to introduce the famous pagoda, the landmark of Xi'an City. 1. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard. Big Wild Goose Pagoda. Originally built in 652 AD during the reign of Emperor Gaozong in the Tang Dynasty, Big Wild Goose Pagoda functioned to collect Buddhist materials that were taken from India by Xuanzang. As the symbol of the old line, Xi'an, it is a well-preserved ancient building and a holy place for Buddhists. The pagoda is located in the southern suburb of Xi'an City, about 4 kilometers from the downtown of the city. Standing in the Da Xian Temple complex, it attracts numerous visitors for its fame in the Buddhist religion, its simple but appealing style of construction, and its new square in front of the temple. First built to a height of 60 meters with 5 stories, it is now 64.5 meters high with an additional 2 stories. Externally, it looks like a square cone, simple but grand, and it is a masterpiece of Buddhist construction. Built of brick, its structure is very firm. Inside the pagoda, stairs twist up, so that visitors can climb and overlook the panorama of Xi'an City from the arch-shaped doors on 4 sides of each story. On the walls are engraved fine statues of Buddha, by the renowned artist Yan Liben of the Tang Dynasty. Steles by noted calligraphers also grace the pagoda. 2. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions.
1. When was the big wild goose pagoda built?
2. Why was the pagoda built there?
3. What is the height of the big wild goose pagoda?
4. What is the symbol of the old line Xi'an? What does it look like? Part C. Situational Dialogue. The Terracotta Warriors and Horses. The Browns are on the way to the Qing Museum of Terracotta Warriors and Horses. It is a must-see tourist site that no foreign tourists will miss. Mr. Huang Yun introduces the history of the Qing Dynasty as well as the landscape on the way. 1. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false. If it is true, put T in the space provided, and F if it is false. We'll arrive at the Museum of Terracotta Warriors and Horses in 10 minutes. Look ahead. Not far is the mausoleum of Emperor Qin Shi Huang.
We heard of the Terracotta Warriors and Horses, but we seldom heard of his mausoleum and his life story.
Actually, Museum of Terracotta Warriors and Horses is only part of the mausoleum of Emperor Qin Shi Huang.
Oh, really?
The mausoleum is 76 metres high. It has a square earthen base and consists of an interior city and an exterior city. The exterior of the mausoleum is a low earth pyramid with a wide base.
How could Chinese build such a grand mausoleum at that time?
About 700,000 labourers worked hard to build it for 11 years. The workmen were buried along with the emperor in order to keep their mouths shut up.
That's very bad. What can we see in the mausoleum?
The mausoleum has not been excavated so far, so it is still a mystery. But altogether, over 7,400 pottery soldiers, horses, chariots have been unearthed from 3 pits near the mausoleum.
We hope we could see more cultural artefacts someday.
At the first pit of the Museum of Terracotta Warriors and Horses.
What a wonderful scene. It presents us an epic of an ancient war battlefield.
Yes, it is. The Terracotta Warriors and Horses were arranged according to the battle formations of the Qin Dynasty. They are replicas of what the Imperial Guard should look like in those days.
Look, soldiers stand at the front, followed by war chariots at the back. It looks like they are ready to attack their enemies.
What about the horses? They have big, bright eyes, large nostrils, stout legs, and plump waists and hips.
All of them are strong horses. They look like that they are ready to gallop.
Originally, the figures were painted in bright colours. After over 2,000 years, the colour has faded and worn off. But they are still lifelike, aren't they?
Yes. What lifelike soldiers and horses?
Please look at these infantrymen. Their hair is wound in top knots, while some have beards. They wear a knee-length tunic, short trousers, puttees and curved shoes.
Why do they wear such clothes?
Just for freedom of moving about and fighting.
See, these warriors have crossbows in their hands. They're ready to attack any rivals in their way.
Right. The height of the Terracotta Warriors varies from 1.78 metres to 1.97 metres. Judging from their height, maybe they were sculptured according to the real soldiers. Now let's go to number 2 pit.
All right.
2. Divide the class into groups and do the dialogue. Pay attention to your body language. Part D. Introduction to Tourist Site. After they visit the Qing Museum of Terracotta Warriors and Horses, the Browns arrive at the Huanqing Hot Spring. The Browns have a great interest in the story of Emperor Xuanzong of the Tang Dynasty and his concubine, Lady Yang. 1. Listen carefully and remember the places of interest, events and features of the Huaqing hot spring.
1. The Nine Dragon Lake is a place where tourists can view reflections of a surrounding famous scenic spots, interspersed with willows and rocks.
2. The Nine Dragon Pool, where crystal clear water spouts from the Nine Dragon Mouths, a spectacular view in the Huangqing Hot Spring.
3. The Guifei Bathing Pool is known otherwise as the Flowering Crabapple Hot Spring, or Lotus Hot Spring, where Lady Yang used to take baths.
4. The five-room hall is popular for the world-famous Xi'an incident. You may show tourists around the site and view the objects and old photos of the incident.
5. The stories about a smile values a thousand tales of gold and misusing beacon tower to tease vessels will certainly add much fun to your introduction.
Huaqing Hot Spring. Ladies and gentlemen, Huaqing Hot Spring used to be a former winter resort for emperors. King You of the Western Zhou Dynasty was the first emperor who built a palace here for himself. Emperors of 11 dynasties in China followed his example to build royal palace here. The natural beauty and many historical stories about this site attract many tourists to tour the Huaqing Hot Spring. Now we are standing in front of a beautiful lake, the Nine Dragon Lake. Here you can see a white marble statue of Lady Yang, one of the four most beautiful women in ancient China. She stands elegantly by the lake like a shy fairy. Charming lotus float on the water, and you may have smelled their sweet fragrance. What a wonderful smell! In the lake, you can also see reflections of a surrounding complex of buildings interspersed with willows and rocks. They are Frost Flying Hall, Feishuang Hall in the north, Yichun Hall and Chunxiang Hall respectively in the east and west, as well as Nine Bend Corridor and Dragon Marble Boat. Look, the marble boat looks like a dragon boat floating on the water surface. In the marble boat lies the Nine Dragon Pool, where Emperor Xuanzong used to take baths. Crystal clear water spouts from the Nine Dragon Mouths. The Emperor would take his concubines and hundreds of high-ranking officials to spend the winter days in the Huaqing Palace, and would not return to the capital, Chang'an, until end of the year. The Nine Dragon Pool was originally built of crystal jade. Its surface was decorated with the carvings of fish, dragons, birds and flowers. It is one of the most luxurious spring pools in the Huang Hot Spring. Now we come to the Guifei Bathing Pool. It was the place where Xuanzong's concubine, Lady Yang, used to take baths. It was originally built of white jade. The pool looked very much like a Chinese flowering crabapple, so it got a name of Chinese flowers, Flowering Crabapple Hot Spring or Lotus Hot Spring. Well, here is the five-room hall built in the late Qing Dynasty. It was famous for two things. First, it was the shelter of Empress Dowager Qi Xi after the eight-power Allied force captured Peking in 1900. Second, it was also the temporary residence of Chiang Kai-shek, who was arrested by Zhang Shuai-liang during the world-famous Xi'an incident in 1936. As I told you on the way, the Huaqing Hot Spring is not only famous for its time-honoured hot spring, but also for many stories about the site. On the Xishu Ridge, West Embroidery Ridge, off Mount Lishan, you can see the remains of the beacon tower of the Western Zhou Dynasty, which has survived for about 3,000 years. There are many legends about the beacon. The most famous one is about misusing the beacon tower to tease vessels. King You and his queen played with the beacon tower several times here. Finally, the king was killed, his queen was captured and his state came to an end. This story gave birth to two Chinese idioms: a smile values a thousand taels of gold, and misusing beacon tower to tease vessels. It is the time for free sightseeing. You may watch the dance performances in the Tang style or appreciate the inscribed tablets in the garden. If you need more introduction, I'm happy to serve you. We'll come back to Xi'an after half an hour. Have fun. 2. Make a simulated introduction of the tourist site and try to animate your introduction using proper body language.